The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Four Agreements, written by Don Miguel Ruiz, is a book that explores the power of personal freedom. It outlines four agreements that can be made with oneself in order to live a life of integrity and joy. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. This means speaking with truth and love, avoiding gossip and criticism, and being mindful of how you communicate with others. The second agreement is to not take anything personally. This encourages readers to recognize that other people's opinions are their own reality and should not affect one's self-worth or sense of identity. The third agreement is to not make assumptions about others or situations. Instead, it suggests asking questions in order to gain clarity on any given situation before making judgments or decisions based on assumptions. Finally, the fourth agreement is always do your best no matter what the circumstances may be. This encourages readers to strive for excellence even when faced with difficult tasks or challenging situations. In addition to these four agreements, Ruiz also discusses the importance of mastering our emotions as well as understanding our personal beliefs, which shape our perception of reality. He emphasizes that we must become aware of our thoughts in order for us to create positive change within ourselves and ultimately lead more fulfilling lives. The Four Agreements provides an insightful look into how we can transform our lives through conscious awareness and intentional action towards living authentically according to one's true nature. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Be impeccable with your word, speak with integrity and be mindful of the power of your words, as they can create or destroy. Main idea number 2. Don't take anything personally, don't take anything personally, as it is a projection of someone else's reality and not yours. Main idea number 3. Don't make assumptions about what people mean or think, as it can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. Main idea number 4. Always do your best, as it will help you to be at peace with yourself and to be successful in life. Main idea number 5. Be skeptical of your beliefs, be aware of your beliefs and be willing to question them, as they may be limiting your potential. Main idea number 6. Live in the present moment and be mindful of your thoughts and actions, as they will shape your future. Main idea number 7. Let go of the past and forgive yourself and others, as it will help you to move forward in life. Main idea number 8. Don't judge others, as it will only lead to resentment and unhappiness. Main idea number 9. Don't take anything personally, as it is a reflection of someone else's reality and not yours. Main idea number 10. Be open to learning from others and be willing to accept new ideas, as it will help you to grow. Main idea number 11. Respect yourself and others, as it will help to create a harmonious environment. Main idea number 12. Don't make assumptions about what people mean or think, as it can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. Main idea number 13. Don't take anything personally, as it is a projection of someone else's reality and not yours. Main idea number 14. Be authentic and be true to yourself, as it will help you to live a life of integrity. Main idea number 15. Don't judge others, as it will only lead to resentment and unhappiness. Main idea number 16. Be open to change and be willing to adapt to new situations, as it will help you to grow. Main idea number 17. Don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions about what people mean or think, as it can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. Main idea number 18. Be mindful of your thoughts. Be mindful of your thoughts and be aware of how they can affect your life. Main idea number 19. Don't take anything personally. Don't take anything personally, as it is a projection of someone else's reality and not yours. Main idea number 20. Live in the present moment. Live in the present moment and be mindful of your thoughts and actions, as they will shape your future. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The idea of being impeccable with your word is an important one. It means that you should always speak truthfully and honestly, without using words to manipulate or deceive others. You should also be mindful of the power of your words, as they can have a profound effect on those around you. Words can create or destroy relationships, build trust or break it down, and even shape our own self-image. When we are impeccable with our word, we take responsibility for what we say and how it affects others. We think before speaking and consider the consequences of our words before uttering them. We strive to use language that is respectful and kind rather than hurtful or inflammatory. And when mistakes are made in communication, we apologize sincerely. Being impeccable with your word requires practice but can lead to greater understanding between people as well as more meaningful conversations. When everyone speaks from a place of integrity and respect for each other's feelings, then real progress can be made in any relationship. Main idea number 2. This idea is based on the concept that we are all responsible for our own reality and no one else's. We should not take anything personally because it is a reflection of someone else's beliefs, opinions, or feelings about themselves and their world. It has nothing to do with us as individuals. When we take things personally, we give away our power to others by allowing them to control how we feel. When someone says something hurtful or offensive, it can be difficult not to take it personally. However, if you remember that this person's words are a projection of their own reality and not yours, then you can remain unaffected by what they say. Instead of taking offense or feeling hurt by their words, try to understand where they are coming from and why they may have said what they did. By understanding the source of another person's behavior instead of taking it personally, you will be able to maintain your sense of self-worth without being affected by other people's opinions or actions. You will also be better equipped to handle any situation in which someone tries to put you down or make you feel bad about yourself. Main idea number 3. The idea of not making assumptions is an important one to keep in mind when interacting with others. It can be easy to jump to conclusions about what someone means or thinks, but this can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. Instead, it's best to ask questions and listen carefully so that you understand the other person's perspective before forming your own opinion. This will help ensure that everyone involved has a better understanding of each other and avoids any potential conflict. It's also important to remember that we all have our own unique perspectives on life, which may differ from those around us. We should strive for open-mindedness when engaging with others and try not to make snap judgments based on our own biases or preconceived notions. By taking the time to really listen and consider another person's point of view, we can foster more meaningful connections with those around us. Ultimately, Don Miguel Ruiz was right, don't make assumptions. Taking the time to truly understand someone else's thoughts and feelings will go a long way towards creating positive relationships between people. Main idea number 4. The idea of always doing your best is an important one to live by. It means that no matter what the task or situation, you should strive to do your absolute best and not settle for anything less. Doing your best will help you feel more fulfilled in life and give you a sense of accomplishment when looking back on all that you have achieved. When we put our full effort into something, it shows others how much we care about it and can lead to greater success. Additionally, putting forth our best effort helps us learn from mistakes and grow as individuals. We can take pride in knowing that we gave everything we had towards achieving a goal. Always doing your best also allows us to be at peace with ourselves because there is no guilt associated with not having done enough or given our all. When faced with difficult tasks or situations, remember this advice: always do your best. Main idea number 5. The idea of being skeptical of your beliefs is an important one. It can be easy to get stuck in our own ways of thinking and not challenge ourselves to think differently or explore new ideas. Being open-minded and willing to question our beliefs allows us to grow, learn, and expand our horizons. We may find that some of the things we believe are actually limiting us from reaching our full potential. It's important to remember that it's okay if we don't agree with something or someone else believes. We should strive for understanding rather than judgment when it comes to different perspectives on life. By taking a step back and looking at things objectively, we can gain insight into why others may have different opinions than ours. We should also be aware that sometimes what we believe isn't necessarily true or accurate. It's essential that we take the time to research topics thoroughly before forming an opinion about them so that we can make informed decisions based on facts rather than assumptions. Being skeptical of your beliefs is a great way to stay open-minded and ensure you're making decisions based on knowledge rather than preconceived notions. Taking the time to evaluate your thoughts will help you become more self-aware and better understand yourself as well as those around you. Main idea number 6. Living in the present moment is a powerful way to take control of your life and create a better future. It means being mindful of your thoughts, words, and actions in each moment. When you focus on what's happening right now instead of worrying about the past or future, you can make conscious choices that will lead to positive outcomes. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz encourages us to be aware of our thoughts and how they shape our lives. He suggests that we should strive for personal freedom by living with integrity and making conscious decisions based on love rather than fear. By taking responsibility for ourselves and our actions, we can live more authentically in the present moment. When we are mindful of our thoughts and actions in each moment, it helps us stay focused on what matters most, living an intentional life full of joy and purpose. We can choose to be kinder to ourselves as well as others, practice gratitude, forgive those who have wronged us, set healthy boundaries, take risks, learn from mistakes, appreciate beauty around us, find balance between work/play/rest, the possibilities are endless. Living in the present moment allows us to savor every experience without getting caught up in worry or regret. It gives us space to pause before reacting so that we can respond thoughtfully instead of impulsively. Ultimately, this practice leads to greater peace within ourselves, which radiates out into all areas of our lives. Main idea number 7. Letting go of the past is an important step in personal growth and development. It can be difficult to do, but it is essential for living a life free from regret and resentment. When we let go of the past, we are able to focus on the present moment and create a better future for ourselves. Forgiveness is key when it comes to letting go of the past. We must forgive ourselves for our mistakes as well as those who have wronged us in order to move forward with peace and clarity. This doesn't mean that we forget what happened or condone bad behavior, rather, it means that we accept what has happened without allowing it to define us or control our lives. When we let go of the past, we open up space for new possibilities and experiences. We become more aware of our thoughts and feelings in each moment, which allows us to make conscious choices about how we want to live our lives going forward. Letting go of the past can be challenging at first, but with practice you will find that it becomes easier over time. Remember that forgiveness does not mean condoning bad behavior. Instead, it means accepting what has happened without allowing it to control your life any longer. Main idea number 8. We all have our own opinions and beliefs, but it is important to remember that we should not judge others for theirs. Judging someone else's opinion or belief can lead to resentment and unhappiness. It is better to accept people as they are, without trying to change them or their views. We should strive to be open-minded and understanding of other perspectives. When we judge another person, we are really judging ourselves in some way. We may think that by judging someone else, we will feel better about ourselves, however this rarely works out in the long run. Instead of judging others, focus on yourself and your own actions, what you can do differently or how you can improve your life. It is also important to remember that everyone has a unique set of experiences which shape their beliefs and values. By being more accepting of different points of view, we can learn from each other instead of creating animosity between us. The next time you find yourself tempted to judge someone else's opinion or behavior, take a step back and try to understand where they are coming from before passing judgment. Remembering the idea, "Don't judge others," will help create an atmosphere of acceptance rather than criticism. Main idea number 9. This idea is based on the concept that we should not take anything personally, as it is a reflection of someone else's reality and not our own. We can often be hurt by what others say or do to us, but if we remember that their words and actions are simply reflections of their own beliefs and experiences, then we can better protect ourselves from being affected by them. It is important to recognize that other people's opinions about us are just projections of their own insecurities or fears onto us. When we don't take things personally, it allows us to remain open-minded and objective when dealing with difficult situations. This helps us maintain our composure in challenging times instead of reacting emotionally or defensively. Additionally, this practice encourages empathy for others since it reminds us that everyone has different perspectives which may lead them to act differently than how we would expect them to. By understanding this concept more deeply, we can learn how to respond calmly and compassionately when faced with criticism or negative comments from others. We will also be able to better understand why certain people behave the way they do without taking it personally or allowing ourselves to become upset over something out of our control. Main idea number 10. Being open to learning is an important part of personal growth. It means being willing to accept new ideas and perspectives, even if they are different from your own. This can be difficult at times, but it is essential for expanding our knowledge and understanding of the world around us. By listening to others and considering their points of view, we can gain valuable insights that will help us in our lives. It also helps us become more tolerant and accepting of people who may have different beliefs or backgrounds than ourselves. We learn how to appreciate diversity instead of judging it as wrong or strange. Being open-minded allows us to form meaningful connections with those around us, which can lead to greater understanding between individuals. Finally, by being open-minded, we create a space for creativity and innovation in our lives. We are able to think outside the box and come up with solutions that would not have been possible without considering alternative perspectives. In short, being open-minded is essential for personal growth because it encourages exploration, acceptance, connection, and creativity, all things necessary for a fulfilling life. Main idea number 11. Respect yourself and others is an important concept to live by. It means that we should treat ourselves and those around us with kindness, understanding, and appreciation. Respect for oneself involves recognizing our own worth, taking care of our physical and mental health, setting boundaries in relationships, and having a positive attitude towards life. When it comes to respecting others, it means treating them with dignity regardless of their background or beliefs. We should be open-minded when interacting with people who are different from us. This will help create a more harmonious environment where everyone can feel safe and accepted. Additionally, respect for others includes listening to their opinions without judgment or criticism. By practicing self-respect as well as respect for those around us on a daily basis, we can foster healthier relationships both within ourselves and with the people in our lives. This will lead to greater happiness overall as we learn how to appreciate each other's differences while still maintaining mutual respect. Main idea number 12. The idea of not making assumptions is an important one to keep in mind when interacting with others. It can be easy to jump to conclusions about what someone means or thinks, but this can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. Instead, it's best to ask questions and listen carefully so that you understand the other person's perspective before forming your own opinion. This will help ensure that everyone involved has a better understanding of each other and avoids any potential conflict. It's also important to remember that we all have our own unique perspectives on life, which may differ from those around us. We should strive for open-mindedness when engaging with others and try not to make snap judgments based on our own biases or preconceived notions. By taking the time to really listen and consider another person's point of view, we can foster more meaningful connections with those around us. Ultimately, Don Miguel Ruiz was right, don't make assumptions. Taking the time to truly understand someone else's thoughts and feelings will go a long way towards creating positive relationships between people. Main idea number 13. This idea is based on the concept that we are all responsible for our own reality and no one else's. We should not take anything personally because it is a reflection of someone else's beliefs, opinions, or feelings about themselves and their world. It has nothing to do with us as individuals. When we take things personally, we give away our power to others by allowing them to control how we feel. When someone says something hurtful or offensive, it can be difficult not to take it personally. However, if you remember that this person's words are a projection of their own reality and not yours, then you can remain unaffected by what they say. Instead of taking offense or feeling hurt by their words, try to understand where they are coming from and why they may have said what they did. By understanding the source of another person's behavior instead of taking it personally, you will be able to maintain your sense of self-worth without being affected by other people's opinions or actions. You will also be better equipped to handle any situation in which someone tries to put you down or make you feel bad about yourself. Main idea number 14. Being authentic means being true to yourself and living a life of integrity. It is about being honest with yourself and others, and having the courage to be who you are without fear or judgment. Authenticity requires that we take responsibility for our own thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. We must learn to trust ourselves enough to make decisions based on what we truly believe in rather than what society tells us is right or wrong. Authenticity also involves accepting all aspects of ourselves, both the good and bad, without trying to hide anything from ourselves or others. This can be difficult at times as it may require us to confront uncomfortable truths about ourselves that we would rather ignore. However, by doing so we can gain greater insight into our motivations and behaviors, which will help us become more self-aware. Living an authentic life allows us to live with purpose and intentionality instead of simply going through the motions each day. When we are true to ourselves, it gives us a sense of freedom because there is no need for pretense or deception. Everything becomes simpler when we just accept who we are. Main idea number 15. We all have our own opinions and beliefs, but it is important to remember that we should not judge others for theirs. Judging someone else's opinion or belief can lead to resentment and unhappiness. It is better to accept people as they are, without trying to change them or their views. We should strive to be open-minded and understanding of other perspectives. When we judge another person, we are really judging ourselves in some way. We may think that by judging someone else, we will feel better about ourselves, however, this rarely works out in the long run. Instead of judging others, focus on yourself and your own actions, what you can do differently or how you can improve your life. It is also important to remember that everyone has a unique set of experiences which shape their beliefs and values. By being more accepting of different points of view, we can learn from each other instead of creating animosity between us. The next time you find yourself tempted to judge someone else's opinion or behavior, take a step back and try to understand where they are coming from before passing judgment. Remembering the idea, don't judge others, will help create an atmosphere of acceptance rather than criticism. Main idea number 16. Being open to change is an important part of personal growth. It means being willing to accept new ideas, experiences, and perspectives that may be different from your own. It also means being flexible enough to adjust your plans or strategies when necessary in order to achieve a desired outcome. When you are open to change, you become more aware of the possibilities around you and can take advantage of opportunities as they arise. You will also be better equipped to handle unexpected challenges that come up along the way. Being open-minded allows for creativity and innovation, which can lead to greater success. It's important not only to be open-minded but also proactive about making changes when needed. This could mean taking risks or trying something new even if it feels uncomfortable at first. By embracing change, we can learn valuable lessons and gain insight into ourselves and our environment. Ultimately, Being open-minded helps us grow both personally and professionally by allowing us the freedom to explore different paths without fear of failure or judgment. So don't be afraid, embrace change with an open heart. Main idea number 17. The idea of not making assumptions is an important one to keep in mind when interacting with others. It can be easy to jump to conclusions about what someone means or thinks, but this can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. Instead, it's best to ask questions and listen carefully so that you understand the other person's perspective before forming your own opinion. This will help ensure that everyone involved has a better understanding of each other and avoids any potential conflict. It's also important to remember that we all have our own unique perspectives on life, which may differ from those around us. We should strive for open-mindedness when engaging with others and try not to make snap judgments based on our own biases or preconceived notions. By taking the time to really listen and consider another person's point of view, we can foster more meaningful connections with those around us. Ultimately, Don Miguel Ruiz was right, don't make assumptions. Taking the time to truly understand someone else's thoughts and feelings will go a long way towards creating positive relationships between people. Main idea number 18. Being mindful of your thoughts is an important part of living a healthy and fulfilling life. Our thoughts can have a powerful influence on our emotions, behavior, and overall well-being. When we become aware of the power that our thoughts have over us, we can begin to take control of them and use them to create positive change in our lives. When we are mindful of our thoughts, it allows us to recognize when they are negative or unhelpful. We can then choose to replace those negative or unhelpful thoughts with more positive ones. This helps us stay focused on what's important and move forward in life instead of getting stuck in cycles of worry or fear. Mindfulness also helps us be more present in the moment so that we don't get caught up worrying about the future or ruminating on past events. Being present allows us to appreciate all that is happening around us right now without judgment or expectation. Finally, being mindful of your thoughts gives you the opportunity to practice self-compassion and kindness towards yourself. Instead of judging yourself harshly for having negative or unhelpful thinking patterns, you can learn how to accept them as part of who you are while still striving for improvement. Main idea number 19. This idea is based on the concept that we are all responsible for our own reality and no one else's. We should not take anything personally because it is a reflection of someone else's beliefs, opinions, or feelings about themselves and their world. It has nothing to do with us as individuals. When we take things personally, we give away our power to others by allowing them to control how we feel. When someone says something hurtful or offensive, it can be difficult not to take it personally. However, if you remember that this person's words are a projection of their own reality and not yours, then you can remain unaffected by what they say. Instead of taking offense or feeling hurt by their words, try to understand where they are coming from and why they may have said what they did. By understanding the source of another person's behavior instead of taking it personally, you will be able to maintain your sense of self-worth without being affected by other people's opinions or actions. You will also be better equipped to handle any situation in which someone tries to put you down or make you feel bad about yourself. Main idea number 20. Living in the present moment is a powerful way to take control of your life and create a better future. It means being mindful of your thoughts, words, and actions in each moment. When you focus on what's happening right now instead of worrying about the past or future, you can make conscious choices that will lead to positive outcomes. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz encourages us to be aware of our thoughts and how they shape our lives. He suggests that we should strive for personal freedom by living with integrity and making conscious decisions based on love rather than fear. By taking responsibility for ourselves and our actions, we can live more authentically in the present moment. When we are mindful of our thoughts and actions in each moment, it helps us stay focused on what matters most, living an intentional life full of joy and purpose. We become more aware of how our choices affect not only ourselves but also those around us. This awareness allows us to make decisions from a place of love rather than fear. Living in the present moment is essential if we want to create meaningful change in our lives. It requires practice, but when done consistently, it can help bring clarity into all aspects of life, from relationships to career goals, and ultimately lead us towards greater fulfillment. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.